pension, and social security. Update your NAPSA details and stand a chance to win a fully serviced plot in Lusaka. For more information, visit www.napsa.co.zm or NAPSA Facebook page at Your NAPSA. Be smart. Secure your future.
Are you ready for the biggest celebration of arts and culture? The 20th edition of the Ngoma Awards 2025 is calling your name. Get yourself Ngoma Awards tickets at only 250 kwacha each at any ShopRite store, and guess what? You instantly stand a chance to win a trolley dash. All you have to do is buy two tickets, take a picture with them, and send it straight to Power FM WhatsApp line on 0955-997-997. Just like that, you're in the draw. Don't miss out and be part of the celebration. Be part of the Ngoma Awards 2025. Grab those tickets. Snap that pic and let the excitement begin. Ngoma Yalila.
I don't wanna be a fool in a relationship. You need to know FM Lunchtime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
36 people have lost lives due to hippo attacks. Bill 7 decampaigning UPND ahead of next year's polls, economic and governance commentator observes. In international news, South Africa withdraws 90-day visa exemption for Palestinians over fears of links to forced migration. In sports, Arrows open 6 points lead as Power Dynamo stage late comeback.
And now, the Power FM News.
With your upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Viola Chuma. Government through the Ministry of Tourism has revealed that 36 people have been killed by hippos in the country this year, with many of the deaths occurring when people got too close to the animals or provoked them. The ministry explains that hippos are territorial and unpredictable, and they can attack within seconds. It has warned the public to stay away from dangerous wildlife. This warning follows a video circulating on social media showing children chasing and harassing a hippo. The ministry has condemned the behavior, saying it is extremely dangerous and against the law. The Wildlife Act forbids disturbing or chasing wild animals, and anyone involved risks arrest and prosecution. The ministry has also warned members of the public to stay away from water bodies as crocodiles are moving closer to villages, riversides and areas where people fish or collect water due to rising water levels. The ministry says wildlife must be respected and protected and that it will continue working with officers and partners to keep communities safe.
When we look at the dividend that we've received from between 2020 rather and 2024, we're looking at 1.6 billion.
In another development, Lusaka-based economic and governance commentator Kelvin Chisanga has observed that public sentiments on that the Constitutional Amendment Bill 7 is creating more political pressure than benefits to the United Party for National Development. Mr. Chisanga stated that instead of consolidating public trust, the controversy surrounding Bill 7 is eroding confidence in the ruling party's commitment to democratic values. He observed that more Zambians view the content of the bill as restrictive. The situation, he said, shifts their thinking towards fears of shrinking civic space and weakened checks and balances. He warned that if the concerns remain unaddressed, Bill 7 may become significant political liability that will give the opposition advantage, intensify public debate, and undermine some of the successes the UPND government has achieved since it assumed office in 2021. He has therefore underscored the need for transparency, wide consultation, and revision to contentious clauses if the ruling party wishes to regain political goodwill and avoid long-term reputational costs. In other news, a consortium of civil society organizations reiterated its support for the government's stance on Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7, arguing that public criticism of the proposed changes is being driven by political narratives rather than an honest examination of the document's content. Consortium spokesperson Solomon Ngoma said the national conversation has increasingly been shaped by misinformation, including claims that Bill 7 is merely a rebranded version of the rejected Bill 10. Mr. Ngoma expressed concern that